Hey, good morning, everybody. It's time for another episode of Unpopular. It's your boy Toph coming at you again. Today is July 26, 2019. What you just heard was Billy Gunn's theme, also known as Billy Gunn, the One. You know, the term buried is thrown around a lot, especially in the internet wrestling community, also known as the IWC. But Billy Gunn was one of the few guys that literally was buried on screen. And there was just so much going on at the time that nobody really cared, which is kind of what makes it a burial. You know, Billy was great. He had a great look to himself. But the problem with him was he just, it's hard to say. I'm not going to say Billy is a tag team guy for life, but that's when he had his most success as a tag team guy. As a singles guy, something was just kind of always missing. I remember one of the most not really underrated, but one of the least talked about moments was the Royal Rumble 2001, where he was one of the last guys there. And I remember he actually hit his finish, the Famouser, on Austin. Then he picked up Austin, and he was going to try to throw him over the top rope. And then Austin basically, like, no-sold it and just threw Billy over the top rope. And I was like, damn, like, he kind of no-sold Billy's finisher, and, like, nobody really cared. I remember when Edge won the King of the Ring, and Billy interrupted him, and Edge just, like, destroyed him in that promo where he called him, I think JR called him Bitter Billy, and then Billy Gunn said something along the lines of how he won the King of the Ring, and he was just, like, basically in catering at WWF New York, and Edge was in the ring. It was Edge, Christian, Tajiri, and Regal. And Edge says something along the lines of, Mr. Regal, I'll make sure I don't Billy Gunn this King of the Ring or something. So, I mean, they gave him a theme, the One. It's a good theme, really underrated. It's one of the more underrated themes of the Attitude Era, but it's not really a theme that kind of looms in memory because Billy just wasn't pushed to that level. But, I mean, when he had his most success, it was as a tag team guy, the Smoking Guns, New Age Outlaws, obviously. Even Billy and Chuck, underrated from the early days, back when the brand split, the initial one anyway, started. So, anyway, I just like to always have a little history lesson for the themes. So, we're going to be doing another episode of Unpopular. Hopefully, John JCD calls in shortly. If you guys want to call in, the number is 347-205-9868. That is 347-205-9868. That is the guest number. We have a lot of... Wait, hold on for a second, guys. Okay, sorry about that. Right now we have some technical difficulties. Well, not on my end. I just got a message from John on Facebook, and he's telling me that he's not able to call in on his end. Not really sure why. Sometimes Blog Talk does mess up. There are a few times where, like, I try to go in when I log on the website, and it's like when I'm setting up the episode the night before, the website works, but then the morning of when I try to log in, it'll just... Sometimes it just won't accept you. It does that sometimes. I don't really know. I think it's kind of a traffic thing. Maybe more people are using it during certain times of day. That might be it. But often when I navigate it at night or in the later hours anyway, I don't usually have any issues. He's telling me his calling number is not working. Hopefully I can find some other way to do it. But what was I talking about? Well, what I was about to say was that we actually had a lot of topics to discuss today. It'll be a lot easier to discuss if I had someone here, but sometimes you gotta, you know, do it alone and you just gotta get to it. In no particular order, we were gonna talk about obviously the big news of this week, which is AEW TV. It's finally been announced. We know the first date and where it's gonna be. I'm gonna talk about that. We're gonna go through the SummerSlam card, and it's actually shaping up pretty nicely. WWE's doing a good job with it this year. We're also going to talk about the G1, The G1 has been on break and actually continues tomorrow. So I'm just going to go through the brackets real quick. I'm going to go through some news about the NWA. The NWA just recently left the Ring of Honor. And lastly, we're going to talk about the state of the women's division and see what's going to go on that day. 1 second again, guys. I apologize. Yeah, hopefully you guys can hear me just fine. John's just continued to tell me that he's having issues calling in. Not exactly sure why. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try it on my end, so I apologize again. 1 second, guys. Okay, right now we're having some technical difficulties. I apologize that for the silence. The worst thing you can do is try to have dead air. What we're going to do is we're going to try something different today. We're going to try to just do a live episode. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end this episode right now. I know I just started. I'm going to attempt to do a live broadcast because usually what we do is we just do an upload time. You know, we'll set it up and it'll start at a certain time. But right now I'm going to end this episode. I'm just going to do a live broadcast and see if that works. All right, so I'll see you guys later, hopefully. All right.